Podcast, Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and as always, with me is Jody Havnot.
Hi, Kiss Army. How are you?
And, yeah, who are you again? Andrew Kiss. Exactly.
Nice.
Exactly. Thanks.
We've decided that every greeting has to be worse than the previous one.
Yes. Anyway, yeah, just for the record, Andrew is hungover.
And still.
Yes. So, no coffee. Did you drink coffee today?
Yeah, I actually have it in my cup right now.
All right, terrific. All right, let's go ahead and get started. First topic, Kanye West ran his mouth this week during the Grammys, and Paul Stanley said that Beck should have kicked him in the balls and told him to get off his stage. Would this have been amazing?
I would love to see something like that, just because I don't know if I would have kicked him in the nuts, but man, just a right cross to the fucking jaw, you know?
Absolutely, but yeah, the nuts is a little far. Like, maybe, yeah, like Hitler, or like a few other people, but just, the balls is a little too far.
Do you think that Paul Stanley is just talking? Like, if he was on that stage, I believe that Gene would have been like, excuse me.
Excuse me, Kanye? No, this is how the big boys do it. Get off the stage.
And go learn to play an instrument, you fool.
Yes.
Play an instrument, and I'll tell you what song, and pick any song in your catalog, and we'll say how you got that from Kiss.
That's my ripoff of Craig Gass.
Yes, that's awesome.
Still funny.
Thank you.
Yes, Craig Gass did the first Kiss cruise. And it was always great how he would always talk about Gene calling him and going, "This is Gene Simmons
from Kiss."
Like he had no idea.
We all know about the magic of Kiss. I'm not here to talk to you about the magic and wonder of Kiss. What I'm here to talk to you about is something very new, very exciting. If you go to kissonline.com.
Sorry, that's coffee's kicking in.
Oh, shit.
We're all good. We're all good. So Paul Stanley says something, you know, and it gained a little traction. Like, I saw it circulate a little bit, but did you notice that it really didn't, like... Kanye was probably like, Paul fucking who?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's the sentiment of anybody with a brain in their head. No, there's no reason this douche gets up on stage when anyone else is trying to win an award just to say again that Beyonce deserves it. Come on, dude.
It's very childish.
Very childish. And, you know, even besides that, award shows themselves are a farce. I mean, come on.
They don't mean anything. I tuned in the first 5 minutes to see AC/DC, which was great, but that's about it.
Yeah, it's just... How are you going to give awards about music when...
These Hollywood types jacking off all over each other, saying how great we are.
Okay.
Same thing with the Oscars.
The award shows I kind of get because, you know, it's just like, you know, they do this all year long and then finally somebody comes along. For the writers and shit, I like it more because the actors, they get to put themselves out there. But, you know, when a writer writes a good song or a good movie, it's cool that somebody comes along and says, hey, this was the best.
I guess so, but it's like so self-indulgent to say, oh, like we're rich and famous and yet just drowning me even more. You know what I mean? It's just
right, yeah.
We need recognition. It's like, who's that one chick that just like, you love me, you really, really love me?
Goldie Hawn.
Yeah, it's like that.
Oh, no, not Goldie Hawn. Oh. That was the chick from Smokey and the Bandit. Sally Fields.
Yeah. It's just like, you need that recognition just to fuel your ego. But, I mean, the writing's good. Like, Billy Crystal is always funny whenever he hosted the Oscars. So that part's kind of cool.
Well,
I think... Do you guys think what would Paul have done, though? I mean, I think he would have been like, dude, fuck off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's a good thing he did. I mean, would he balls up and walk on stage with a Paul Stanley standing there? Or did it...
I don't think he knows who Paul Stanley is.
You know, or...
His agent probably told him who Paul McCartney was.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Well, I'd like to see... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. Now, what was the... You guys heard about the connection between Beck and Kiss, right?
I haven't, actually.
No.
Okay, so what I read was Beck's father is the guy who conducted the Kiss Symphony.
Oh, shit.
Really?
David Campbell?
Yeah, David Campbell.
Holy shit, oh, that's Andrew's joint.
Jeez, wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I just remember I saw Gene at the beginning of the Grammy saying how awesome Beck was, so maybe it's a little conspiracy.
You know, like, that's what I heard. I'm not sure this is 100%. I didn't Google it. So it was on one of the Kiss Facebook pages, and I thought that it was such a bizarre thing, it had to be true. You know what I mean?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And it explains why Beck had, you know, it knows so much when it comes to music.
Mm-hmm.
It also explains why he's so weird. If I grew up with parents that were into classical music that much, I would have killed myself by now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's wrong with a little buck up your wazoo?
Yeah, I don't think so. Not in this.
It's kind of cool.
it, but not to live with it. You know, does that make sense?
I guess so, but you can like all different types of music too.
Sure.
I'd be more concerned if I grew up in a house where like my parents bumped rap all day.
Depends on the rap.
I hate rap, dude. I can't deny it. I can't stand rap, dude. I hate everything about it.
Yeah.
Especially rapping parents like who rap to you about drugs.
Right, and like all this materialism.
Not saying mine do, or else I'd be even weirder. But you know,
I just don't care about clothes, cars, and hoes, and all that.
I like old rap or just stuff like Ice-T or Immortal Technique. Why not?
Well, I'm a Bizkit fan. I like Limp Bizkit. I think Wes Borland is a badass guitar player, and I always love how personal the lyrics are. And my awesome girlfriend bought me the chocolate starfish and the hot dog flavored water for Valentine's Day. Thank you, baby. Let me tell you, I have gone to 3 stores looking for that. Can't find it. I finally got it, and when I put the damn CD in, it was edited. No bad words. So, like, there's actually a lyric that he says, if I say fuck 2 more times, that's 46 fucks in this fucked up rhyme. And I listened to the whole thing, and it's just like, silence. It's so funny.
That's crazy.
And you know what? That is Kiss Connected.
It came from Walmart.
It did. It is Kiss Connected because Durst is a big Kiss fan. Everybody knows that.
Is he really?
Yeah, you guys didn't know? One of the first Tongue magazines has a picture of Fred Durst when he was a kid.
I know, I knew that.
Like Ace Frehley.
Really?
Yeah.
I hadn't seen that. I remember seeing him on like some kind of, like, I guess it was like a live classic albums thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Excuse me, Fred. What exactly is this nookie? It's all about the money and me, Gene.
Yes. For Gene.
I'm sorry, Jody.
It was the nookie, too.
Right. And the cookies. And
you know, I won the twist contest.
What was the school, Gene?
I don't remember because I didn't brush up on my history.
Okay, hey, all right. So what we have decided is that he picked on somebody. He picked on Beck because Beck wouldn't kick him in the balls. But had Slash been up there,
Slash would have been like, "Fuck off, dude."
He'd have pulled
anybody.
He'd have reached into his leather jacket and pulled out a Jack Daniels bottle and hit him.
Cracked him over that fucking melon.
For me, I never heard him talk. You know, I don't know if you guys remember this, but during the Katrina thing, he was the one that was standing next to Mike Myers and said,
"Oh yeah,
George Bush hates black people." So that should have been a hint that more was coming. That was they never bring that up. And then it was the Taylor Swift thing. Poor little Taylor Swift looked so confused. And now Beck. So what do we do? So we've decided Paul Stanley or anybody else, a metal guy, would have kicked the shit out of him and said, "Get the fuck off the stage."
I'd like to see Paul Stanley accept his award and then, like, go back on the zip line.
Yeah.
To his seat. It goes right to his seat.
That would be awesome.
I think next year at the Grammys, if whoever's up against Beyonce, they should wear like boxing gloves. And
right.
When if they win, go up and take their award and put the award down and just stand there. Come on, when you coming up here?
Right.
Beyonce.
If you're listening right now, you're going, what does this have to do with Kiss? It does.
It has everything to do. Beyonce's talented.
Yes.
She's beautiful.
She ripped.
She is Sasha Fierce.
In some way. She has.
The fuck's with my gene voice? I'm sorry. God damn it.
Damn caffeine.
Okay. So
Kiss was a Kiss coffee.
Rocachino is good stuff.
Right.
All right, so while we were discussing today what we were going to talk about, because there hadn't been a lot of topics, we decided a few different things got thrown out. One of them was, if you were a wrestler, what song would you walk out to? What Kiss song would you walk out to? Now, I will tell you that Bullet Bob Armstrong back in the 80s did go to the ring with War Machine.
Really?
Uh-huh. Because down here in the South, we're really big into wrestling. I know it's big all over, but we used to have this like thing on Saturday night, and it was like 10 straight hours of wrestling from all over the country. And wow. The first time, I was just laying there watching it, and then War Machine came on, and he came out. I was like, hell yeah, that was awesome. And that was probably about 84 or 85, so you know, it was after the fact, you know. But he came out to War Machine. I'm not sure what, I mean, War Machine does seem like the,
that was my first choice, but now I'm gonna change it.
You see, that's what bugged me in the movie Detroit Rock City, because remember when, oh, it's going back to the belts again, but when they're taking them off, and then, like, they're about to...
You're not going
to
understand that, because you're having me edit it out.
Gotta leave it in.
All right, edit that part out. But, like, you know how it's Iron Man? Like, it should have been War Machine. That would have been, that always bugged me. That would have been a much better song, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Did all the music, like, time appropriate in that movie?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
I didn't hear, like, Crazy Nights in it or anything like that.
No, but, oh, yeah, I guess it was around, you know. Anyway, that would have been cool. Well, the audience isn't going to know the difference. Like, they play the Ladies Roman. Nobody...
They're like, that's a weird song. I don't think that's Kiss. Okay, so when you're gonna walk in, when you're walking in, what you got?
I can't. I'm not doing God of Thunder because Dale Torborg did that.
P.S. That was a great episode you had with him back in the old days.
Thank you very much. He was very cool and very friendly, and told us a lot. Inside stories about
deep shit
in that one. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, that's not on iTunes anymore. You got to go search it out on YouTube. It's Podcast Rock City. We interviewed Dale Torborg, who is the demon in the WCW wrestling circuit.
Why isn't it on iTunes?
I needed the space on Podomatic.
Dude, you ain't kidding about the space on Podomatic. Jeez.
Yeah, it's so hard.
I always got the red triangle.
The red triangle. The dreaded red triangle. It says, you need to give us more money and upgrade.
Exactly. It's like soon you're paying $1,000 a year.
Yeah.
Jeez. For the space.
Yeah, I can't do it. Anyway, but, okay, so let's see. What song? I would come out to I Want You.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool.
You can
all mellow at first.
Get away.
Right. You know you're going to pay, motherfucker.
What do you guys think?
That'd be pretty cool.
I think it'd be pretty awesome. Huh? I don't know what. I was going to say War Machine, but I got to think of one, so go ahead, Andrew.
My Way.
dress up like Richard Simmons and shit.
I'm coming out to Reason to Live.
Right.
You make me rock hard. No, in all seriousness, I know it's a cover, but I think Rock and Roll Hell would be pretty badass.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
It's nice and heavy. Unholy seems too predictable, so I'm just going with that.
That's a pretty good one.
So you got nothing, huh, Jody? Nothing.
Dude, I got War Machine.
Oh, fuck. I'm changing mine to The Oath.
Yeah?
His falsetto scared the shit out of you.
Hey, Joe, edit the last choice out. I need to make sure it sounds like it's just the O's. I'm going to be editing for like 6 hours. Damn Canadians.
Gosh darn it.
Okay, so the songs are like War Machine and I Want You and The Oath.
I think I'm going to go with Just a Boy, dude, because it was super creepy.
Dude, I almost gave myself popped a blood vessel trying to hit the falsetto. I couldn't make it. I was singing that today, doing dishes. But didn't work.
He sharded himself.
It was pretty damn close. I'm just a boy. There we go.
Nice
Final.
Job. Phil, out there that live near Andrew and you need a singer and a guitar player in a band.
He Plus can he can hit those super lows too.
Death no. metal. Have mercy. Have mercy. What the fuck else are we going to talk about? What was it you guys... least favorite Kiss songs.
Oh, yeah, our top three least faves.
Top least... Jody
That's Andrew's
knows,
idea.
Jody knows all
Oh, that wasn't it. My idea.
That was your idea. No, that was my idea. Andrew's was...
the rest of
I'm sorry if you're listening.
Edit that out.
Edit that out, Paul. Joe.
Paul, edit that out.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so 5,000 listens last week, 10 this week.
Right.
Okay. Let's see. Three least favorite songs. Jody, tell him my first one.
Anything for My Baby?
Yes.
That still blows my mind.
I don't know. I just can't. I want steel anything for my baby. Sorry.
Yeah, the chorus is hokey. We've just talked about it. But, man, the verse is impeccable.
Killer.
Not to me.
I hear you.
All right, that's one. What about you, Jody?
What you got?
I'm going to go with that fucking shit ballad off of Psycho Circus, man. Finally Found My Way.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I had that, too.
Yeah, that's one of the worst things they've ever done. It's just like the album itself isn't even that great, but then it's like all of a sudden, oh, here's the obligatory another stab at Beth, you know? And
yeah.
It's just like completely neutered and just terrible. A throwaway.
It is terrible.
I heard some demo on the Kiss Room from Psycho Circus that they should have used. I can't remember which song it was called, but it would have been way better. At least it would, rocked a little bit.
Was it on the new episode of the Kiss Room?
Yeah, it was on the first couple batch of songs,
Man,
can't remember what it's
every
called
time,
right now.
That's one of the best shows out there. It comes on, and then I only get to listen to 10 minutes or 15 minutes before my first student shows up.
Yeah, but I prefer to tune in when I can, but a lot of times I'm on the download.
Yeah. Great show, though. Matt Porter is the man. Okay, Andrew, your least favorite Kiss song number one.
Rise to It.
Really?
I have absolutely nothing for that song. Just not for me. I don't know.
Really?
Everyone would just say it's mediocre, but I just find it so annoying that I skip it every time I listen to Hot in the Shade.
Yeah, I can see that.
It's not one of their strongest songs, but it's not in my least faves.
No, it's the one where they, threw the makeup on. And
it's kind of like a
Seeds
of Reunion.
Oh, sorry. It just bugs me. I don't like it at all.
You notice how if you sit with certain people and watch that video, they'll usually go, it's supposed to be 19, whatever. They're wearing the wrong costumes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they just had whatever was around.
Right.
Yeah.
And no Eric, too. What's with that?
Yeah.
Could have been Creatures Era.
Yeah. That would have been awesome. I don't know why they did that. I wonder who the guys in the background were.
Yeah, I was going to say that. What the hell is going on in the background of that?
This guy's putting makeup on, but you can't see their faces.
They didn't have the rights yet, I guess, huh?
Maybe, yeah.
We could totally do this.
I think you're crazy.
Right.
No, you're nuts. I still say you're nuts.
You're nuts, yeah, that's right. All right, my second least favorite Kiss song is... drum roll, please. Lick It Up.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
I'm not a fan of Lick It Up.
Wow. I felt bad about mine. God damn.
It doesn't do it for me. I don't know. The riff isn't cool. There's no solo. You know, I don't know. Every time they play it live, I sing the chorus, but I'm always like, eh.
All right. It's been played a lot. I'm kind of tired of it.
A lot, yeah.
I'm really tired of that thing they do with the Who part in the middle. It's like, come on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
That was cool, like, the first couple times you saw it, you know? But, man, at this point, put a different little medley in there, but not the same shit every time. Or just drop the whole thing and, you know, I don't know. I'm not a fan of it either, bro. I didn't put it in my list, but I'm with you on that one.
Mm-hmm. See, Andrew.
Well, I'm not saying I'd be tired, man. Oh, fuck you guys.
I don't mean that.
Edit that out.
Group hug.
This episode is going to be 6 minutes long. All right, next song, Andrew. No, Jody.
Okay. I'm going to go with When Your Walls Come Down. That song is absolute garbage.
Yeah, I don't like that song either.
You know, musically and everything, it's not so bad. But the lyrics, I just can't even believe that Paul Stanley would even consider singing those lyrics, man. It's just absolute cheese.
Yeah.
I mean,
cheese whiz.
He's using nursery rhymes, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, fuck that song. That's my choice.
Nursery rhymes. Love it.
I mean, hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah, it's true.
You went a little Paul there, Joey.
Yeah. Peepo.
Come on. Come on.
I've been sick, dude. I coughed all week, so my voice is like, I feel like Peter Brady going through puberty. And when it's time to change, you gotta rearrange.
That was good, Jody. That was like really,
you know,
putting it out there. Nice job.
But just can't stay inside all day.
Should do a Brady Bunch episode one
time. Dude, I had the biggest crush on Jam when I was younger.
Jam? Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Well, she was in my league. Marsha wasn't.
I hear you.
I don't know. I'm a realist.
I think Jam looked good in her afro only.
Eve Plum is sitting at home listening to this right now going, he thinks I'm in his league.
Well, I don't know how to edit this out.
Right.
Cancel the whole fucking episode.
No, I'm putting it out with everything. No,
that's hilarious.
Okay. Yeah, Andrew, your turn.
Where the fuck's my list go? Hang on a second. Oh, yeah, Bang Bang You.
Oh,
I know
that was
Jody and I.
Right.
Jordan and I had a bit of a talk with this one.
Yeah.
Dude, Bang Bang You used to be like the joke of all, one of those joke kiss songs, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That still is fucking awful.
I used to like totally hate it, but then when Strange Ways did Our Crazy Nights, I was like checking it out. I thought that it wasn't as bad as I used to think it was, you know?
It is.
But you're right. Wrong.
It is. I can't believe they were playing that live on that tour, though. That's wild.
Yeah.
Sponsored by Bosco.
Right. Edit that out.
Oh, my God.
Is that it?
Okay. My third one is a bigger... it's pretty big shock. So, I am not a fan of Sure Know Something.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, I don't like that song either.
I like that song.
Me too.
Do you even like it on Unplugged or anything?
No, I don't. I don't know. It's just, I guess when I hear Kiss, man, I want them to go fifth gear pinned.
Right.
And I don't know. I don't like, the bass line's cool. It's different, you know, but it's still that.
Sexy.
It's still that Dynasty.
Ooh.
It's not an ace song on Dynasty.
I hear you.
I'm not sure I know something.
It's a pretty strong song. I always hated the video, like when their faces are like...
That freaked me out.
Coming towards
creepy, yeah.
You're like breaking
get a little bit of the cat, man. In your fucking face. Yeah. I swear to God, you know, I almost hit the lens. Almost hit my fucking face. Almost cut my face.
I'm gonna quit the band.
I'm gonna quit the fucking bit. Quit.
Ball bag, motherfuckers.
All right, Jody, what's number three?
I was gonna just say revenge, but I'm gonna be a little bit more specific. I'm gonna go with spit. I mean, that song is just so incredibly stupid, and it's like Gene's going back and taking lyrics from that freaking when he was Ragnar or whatever. You know what I mean? Like when he was in what's the Stamos movie called? It was Young to Die.
Too Young to Die.
If you watch that when he's doing his act, he's singing the lyrics from Spit, dude. He's like, I got no manners.
I'm not too clean.
So you shouldn't drink.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Peter's back.
Yeah.
And what's that, like, that style of singing that he's doing? Is it called scat or something?
Yeah. I hate that.
Do ba da ba ba be ba ba.
Lock the windows, close the door. When she gets down. No, you've got to sing that, Andrew.
Yeah, what you got?
Oh, fuck. Too hungover for this shit. Need a whole lot of woman. Yep, There you go. That's all.
For those of you out there that are listening, it's Monday in your time. It's Sunday ours, and it's a day after Valentine's Day where Andrew drowned himself in liquor last night.
We all know I'm not lazy. What's the word I'm looking for? Sad. I'm not sad. Just the word I'm looking for. What's a lame? There we go.
Took a while. Not lame.
I am.
The coolest dude I know, Andrew.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, it's the truth. I love it when you send me pictures of yourself holding your guitar.
Oh, yeah, I needed one of those pretentious guitar shots. I don't know, just my profile pictures are that or me standing by a tree. Or me standing by a wall. Or me sitting near a wall.
It, ladies out there, if you're listening and you live in the Canada area and you want to go out
Canada area
and you'd like to have an online relationship with Andrew, he's on Facebook.
Yes, I am.
Andrew Kiss. His real last name is Kiss. This is Andrew Kiss from Not Kiss.
This is Andrew Kiss.
Powerful and attractive.
And since we're talking about Andrew, you know what time it is? It's time for
Ask Andrew.
Okay, so
that field at the end.
Yeah. So you guys know that Andrew is he is the youngest one out of the three of us. So he's a new Kiss fan. He's an old Kiss fan, but new as in like he has most recently been a Kiss. I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. All right. So
I'm old at heart. I have a bad back.
Yes.
Born too late. That's it.
Okay. So you guys send him questions every week just to find out, you know, what a young Kiss fan thinks about or, you know, their opinion on things. This week, Don Sandoval from Miami,
hi, Don.
Florida. Hi, Don. He asks, cooler boots, Paul Stanley Love Gun boots or Ace Frehley Love Gun boots?
It's Paul.
Definitely Paul.
Definitely, yeah. Paul. But Ace's is really close.
I don't like the Ace Love Gun boots that much.
No.
They look like those, like, moon boots you would have in, like, when we were kids for the snow and shit, you know?
Just feel like I'm watching Moonraker.
Right.
Well, I guess that's a good thing for him, because he's a
snake. Well, it makes sense, but I like the chains and shit on Paul's, on Love Gun.
I always love the chains.
It's badass.
Badass, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was real creepy.
You shouldn't go fishing with that, though. That or earrings.
Right.
Or nose or any rings, really.
What do you think is like the worst Kiss boots of them all?
I'm not big into shoes or boots. I don't look at them. I tell you, my favorite are Gene's Elder boots because they've been referenced so many times on KSD.
And he wears them all through the years.
Yeah, he got a lot of mileage out of those.
Right.
He wore them on the Lick It Up tour, didn't he?
Yeah, and like a bunch of others. Even like, I think it was like on Crazy Nights, he's wearing them sometimes.
Wow.
It's pretty wild. I always hated those ones, you know, like from the big aluminum foil suit, where it's like looks like, I don't know, like talons or something sticking out.
Yeah, like they're more like Godzilla feet.
Yeah, it's you
know,
goofy.
Yeah, you know, instead of Godzilla's head or, you know, dragon boots.
I'd like to see boots like Disco Stew when they have like the goldfish in the heel and it's clear. That'd be pretty badass.
That's a stripper thing.
Oh,
right.
Well, now I know.
I swear to God, we're going to get you out to a strip club. We're going to take you with us.
I don't get that. You pay to get hornier than you were before going in.
Well, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you just
I don't get that. Yeah. And you got the body glitter. It's worse than sand. You get it in your hair.
Get this shit, bro. Last time I went to a strip joint, we went there after, like, I got off work with a few buddies and shit. And one of the girls on stage only had, like, one arm.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God, dude. That's, I guess they didn't want to, like, discriminate, but she was doing the weirdest shit on the snub, man.
Discriminate.
They were being like, you can't dance, you only have one arm. So they had to let her do it, because she had, you know, otherwise she looked fine.
But sounds like a movie.
She was, like, on this nub, like, balancing on it and doing all this shit on a pole and stuff.
On the nub?
Yeah, dude.
What?
It was fucking crazy.
Where have we gone with this episode?
So we're, like, totally, like, making it rain, so to speak. You know what I mean? Because it was like, damn, she's really working it. It's pretty strange.
That's on my bucket list, though. I always wanted to make it rain, but... Then again, that seems like a, like, we don't have $1 bills up here, so it'd be throwing loonies, and that seems
that
dangerous.
Is that a change?
Is that
a loonie's a dollar.
It's like a coin, or what?
Yeah, it's a coin.
It's
and we have a toonie.
You start throwing coins.
It's actually called loony?
Yep, a loony.
Interesting.
A loony.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a fan of the toonies.
The loony toonies. Yeah.
That's $2,
eh?
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 There we go. Okay, well, I think we're going to put a bullet in this episode's head and apologize to everybody listening.
No, sorry, everyone.
No, we had a great time. I hope you guys...
It was a lot of fun.
It's always fun when we get together and slightly dangerous. And my delete button on my... computer gets a lot of... You can't actually read it. I know that's it because the letters have been worn off. Anyway, listen, don't forget, check out all the other podcasts. We'd list them all, but they're going to be in commercials right after this show, so listen to those. And don't forget, send us your emails and talk about... you can tell us what you think about the show. You can say... Yeah, whatever you want to say. PodcastRockCity1, that's the number one @gmail.com. And you can also find us on iTunes, Podomatic, and like shit tons of other places. And we're also on Facebook and Twitter. You guys have anything to say?
Have a nice day.
We'll see you guys next week. Peace.
Greetings from Gentel, Kiss Army. Strange Ways Podcast wants to invite you to a rock and roll party. Alright! Bon Jovi have not, D-Rock, and Clinton Harris are the strangest Kiss podcast known to our scientists at this time.
Pretty mystical.
Your Kiss Army bros celebrate and discuss the gods of thunder.
Kiss!
You can find the Earth versions on Podomatic, Facebook, iTunes, Stitcher and blah, blah, blah. Just Google it. Thank you and keep on rocking.
They are serious.
You wanted the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. your place for all things KISS and some... For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The KISS Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
This is a really big moment.
Hi, I'm Cassius Morris, host of KISS podcast Creatures of the Net. Our show content includes current events of the hottest band in the land, exclusive interviews, and the trials and tribulations of being a KISS fan. You can check out our show at www.creaturesofthenet.com and on Facebook or Twitter. And if you don't know the website name by now,
well, you better f***ing learn it!
We'll see you here.
Kistery Science Theater, the most civilized...
Yeah. Oh, f***. Oh, f***. Come on.
Respectful.
Just imagine G with like a washed up bass. Boom, 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 boom.
And serious.
No, wait.
Excuse me, Bob. You're going to come over and do my album.
KISS podcast on the web. Kistery Science Theater. We bust balls because we can.
Doctors define modern rock disorder as a sudden, intense drop in musical taste affecting all facets of the victim's lives and the lives of those around them. Over 20 million Americans suffer. Do you? Is your newfound love of Axe body spray, leather wristbands, and mountains of hair care products driving those close to you crazy? Has your overwhelming desire to crank Nickelback, drink a sixer of Natty Ice, and yell at girls from the back of a pickup truck seriously impaired your work or social life? The Decibel Geek Podcast offers new hope. The Decibel Geek Podcast, the only podcast proven effective for MRD. The Decibel Geek Podcast corrects the chemical imbalance created by listening to bands like Theory of a Dead Man and Three Doors Down, so that with time and your hosts Chris and Aaron's help, you can move toward recovery. MRD hurts. The Decibel Geek Podcast can help. Visit www.decibelgeek.com to begin the road to recovery.
It's time for some cheap talk. You're listening to Trick Chat.
Their mommy's all right, their daddies are all right, they just seem a little weird. They even got their KISS records out. This is Ken from the PodKISS. Join me, Matt, Andrew, and BJ as we talk about four great guys and three great chords. Cheap Trick. If you're a KISS fan, chances are you've checked them out. So please check out our show, Cheap Talk with Trick Chat, available for now in the PodKISS feed.
Keep cheap tricking.
Someone, somewhere, is needing to hear from you. Someone needing to know that you care. Care enough to give the gift of PodKISS. Tell a friend about PodKISS today. Download us on iTunes, friend us on Facebook, and rock your ass out. PodKISS.
That's a picture of Joseph KISS Sr., who came up with the vision of KISS in 1753.
Right, Joseph KISS.
That's, of course, a picture of him without makeup.
That's right, Mr. Joseph KISS Sr.
All right.
Hi, KISS fans. This is J.R. Smalling, and I'm pleased to announce the release of our new book, Out on the Streets, written by me and the other members of the original KISS crew. This book chronicles the glory days of the hottest band in the land, from 1974 to 1976. You'll hear the real tales of what it was like to be on the road with KISS during those early years. For more information or to purchase, visit our website, www.theoriginalkisscrew.com. That's crew with a K. You wanted the book and you got it. And we hope that you enjoy it.